producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David. I don't want to take a couple of callers who are waiting to talk to Paul, and they've been very patient and hung on for over an hour. Joanna in Kansas and Aaron in Texas. And just to put a bookend on what Dr. Dunn was telling us, I just find it absolutely amazing that these people who used to, and of course it's been going on for a very long time. We've got the famous Tuskegee experiments, but of course there's the CIA experiments. So many things that have been done for so many decades, but they did them in the shadows. They did them in the dark. Now they no longer care. Even when you call them out on it, even when you point out that they are doing things for which there is no ethical justification, in violation of criminal laws, they continue to do it. And we don't get any help from the medical boards. We certainly don't get any help from the universities that are participating in this and profiting from it. The bureaucracy, the EPA, which is constantly trying to extend its jurisdiction, extends it into saying that they own all the water anywhere, going into the cases. I don't want to go down that whole rabbit trail, but they have tried to exert authority over people's ponds within their property, fining them $75,000 a day in Montana. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous what our government is doing. But the thing that should really concern people is that they no longer believe that they need to get our informed consent about anything. They can hook people up to the gas pipe out of an exhaust system of an engine and lie to them about the consequences, then that's not a problem, say the medical ethicists. But before I run out of time, let me go to Joanna in Kansas. Joanna, thank you for holding for so long. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Real brief, I'd like to challenge a few things that you said.
Mm-hmm.
You had commented about our authority figures, the doctors and scientists, doing these things without our permission and not requiring our consent. And mm-hmm. I question that because
you question whether they're doing that or whether we should just let them tell us what to do?
I'm saying that we are giving them consent.
Oh, okay.
We, in our own ways, we are actually allowing them to do this.
Good there point.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that's gone on now that has not taken into consideration. If you take a look at what's been going on in terms of vaccinations and experiments, it usually winds up happening to groups of people or cultures that have been deemed unacceptable or not a part of the mainstream.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
They have contempt for us. They think that we're primitives and they can get away with anything that they want to do. And, of course, the Constitution is not self-enforcing, is it?
Absolutely. So if you take a look at everything that's taken place from the Nazis and the Jewish nation, and you go all the way up to Tuskegee, and it just seems like everyone that is being experimented on has been deemed unworthy or not worth the time or energy. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask the doctor, because he had listed a number of the places where these experiments were taking place, I would like him to tell us what is the population of these areas that he's named. I mean, what is the cultural makeup of these mm-hmm. areas where these experiments are taking place?
Because well, Joanna, we know that this most recent one, they're targeting asthmatic African-American teenagers. That's the demographic that they're going for in Raleigh now with this newest test.
And I'm black, so I'm all ready to, like, either mm-hmm. get in line or wait for my gift card or whatever. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, the whole idea of it is based upon this very liberal agenda that clearly separates people according to race, gender, value, et cetera, et cetera. And we also should be taking a look at what FEMA is, what part FEMA is going to play in this.
Very good point. We're out of time. Thank you for holding for so long, Joanna. Aaron in Texas, I'm sorry if you call us tomorrow. I'm sure they'll put you at the front of the line. I'm sorry you held for so long. I wasn't able to get to you. That's it for today's show. Join us tonight, 7 Central, for the nightly news. Alex Jones will be with us tomorrow.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, February the 9th, 2015. We're going to be joined in the next hour with Paul Joseph Watson. I'm David Knight, your host for this show today. The last couple of days, actually the last week, we've been talking about informed consent. And this is coming out in a number of different ways today. We have another report about the EPA setting up people to be gassed in little chambers to extend their regulatory reach on fine particulate matter. If you remember, when I first began at InfoWars a couple of years ago, there was a story that was breaking out of North Carolina. At the time, they were literally hooking people up directly to the tailpipe of a diesel truck. They had searched for people who had respiratory and heart issues. They were trying to find people who were going to have an adverse reaction to this. Now, according to testimony from the EPA, this was something that kills more people than cancer does. And yet they were exposing people to levels that were 70 times higher than what they said were dangerous. Not just make you sick, she emphasized when she, when Lisa Jackson talked to Congress. Not just make you sick, this will kill you. We're talking about deaths, is what she said. Now, if you have a situation like that, you can never get informed consent. It's a violation of every civil and criminal law, both in America and nationally, to experiment on people in something that you say is going to kill them. But, of course, they don't really care anymore. We see this story coming out of Austin. We've got a lawsuit in Austin where cops were said to put a bag on a woman's head, strap her to the chair, and choke her so they could draw blood for a DUI test. This is an article that's up on Infowars.com today. Steve Watson. A woman is suing a host of parties after it emerged that cops in Austin, Texas, forcibly took her blood for a DUI test in a scene that sounds more like something that would occur at Gitmo. She was taken to a small padded room where she was surrounded by officers, strapped into the chair with her legs, wrist, and shoulders restrained. They continued to abuse her to take her blood. In order to stop her from trembling, one of the officers used a chokehold pressure points on her neck until her body went limp, says the complaint. The defendant, Ramsey Graham, stabbed Ms. Calloway again while Ms. Calloway was limp, it continues. And when the officer released her neck, she gasped for air. She could not see because there was a bag over her head, but she felt the weight of a boot in the crook of her arm, which along with the rest of her body was still tied to the chair. See, they don't need your stinking consent. They don't need no stinking badges. They don't need no stinking law. They're law unto themselves. And yet we've got the mainstream media. We've got people like Megyn Kelly, who a year ago the left was laughing about the fact that she said everybody knows that Santa Claus is white. Now they're embracing her when she says, you've got to have Big Brother sometime. This is what Big Brother looks like. And let's play a clip of a report out of Atlanta, because this is not just happening in Austin. And it's not just limited to DUIs. It's not just limited to the EPA. They're going to do it to everybody. That's why they're hyping this little measles outbreak out of Disney. Let's play this clip out of My Fox Atlanta, where they're doing the same type of forced blood draw.
I've never been raped by a rat. This is so unnecessary.
Ow! Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, I never fought nobody.
What they're doing at the Gwinnett County Jail is strapping down suspected drunk drivers to a gurney so a nurse can take their blood, evidence that can be used against them later in court, even though the suspects refuse to give their consent.
What country is this? What country is this?
David Boyle is a former Gwinnett prosecutor, now defense attorney.
Holding down and forcing someone to submit to this is really intrusive in terms of that level of invasive procedure into somebody's body is ridiculous for investigating a misdemeanor.
Intrusive, certainly. Invasive, you bet. But legal. Yes, say authorities, even though the law supposedly gives you a choice.
To get a Georgia driver's license, you have to agree to take a state-administered test, like this Intoxilizer 5000, if an officer suspects you've been drinking and driving. It's called implied consent. You can refuse, but if you do, you lose your license for a year. Plus, that decision can be used as evidence against you when you go to trial.
Still, a growing number of DUI defense attorneys suggest you should say no to the test if you've been drinking. In fact, many advise refusing all field sobriety tests, claiming you're simply helping the police manufacture evidence against you, and a one-year suspension might be preferable to having a drunk driving conviction on your record. Veteran lawmen like Douglas County Sheriff Phil Miller admit that strategy has made their job tougher.
If you're drunk.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Now, one of the things they say in this report, of course, which is pretty amazing, is that you can refuse a breathalyzer test, but you can't refuse having the blood drawn because you gave your implied consent when you got a driver's license. Maybe people ought to start thinking and rethinking this whole idea that we have turned the fundamental right to travel into a government-granted privilege with these driver's licenses. That's maybe the core issue at the bottom of all this. But if you see somebody and you're on a jury, and I don't know what they do with jury trials in Georgia, but certainly in Texas, you have an opportunity to have a jury trial for any of these traffic violations. If you see something like this, you ought to let these people go. If they're going to start strapping people down and doing what they did here in Austin, putting a bag over your head, strapping them into the chair, getting violent with somebody so that they can draw blood out, that is a situation where if I was on a jury, I would let that person go. That is so over the top. But that is what they're going to do with vaccines. I think it's kind of ironic. I was talking about this with my son Lance last night. And we're laughing about the fact that people are acting like the lemmings. Remember that Disney True Life adventure where they told us all that the lemmings were rushing in this suicidal race over the edge of the cliff, when in actuality they were pushing them over? It's kind of ironic that now Disney is part of this lemming-like move towards medical tyranny that we see the left embracing, left and right. Let's play a clip. We had a clip yesterday we played. It's just absolutely amazing. This is something that my sister-in-law put up on Facebook. And she actually agrees with this idiot. This guy's name is Jesse Burney, I think. He writes for something called The Blue State. Let's play this clip.
You know what one of modern medicine's greatest accomplishments is? Vaccines. Now, you've probably heard about the outbreak at Disneyland. It's up to nearly 100 confirmed cases of measles, a disease which we could completely eradicate if everyone would just vaccinate their damn kids.
Yeah,
some people may still choose not to vaccinate, and
notice
the reasons are terrible.
He doesn't tell us what the reasons are, though.
You don't know your child's body better than your pediatrician does. He went to, like, a special school where he studied your child's body for years. He knows all the names of all the parts, including the parts on the inside. And he knows what medicines protect your child against terrible diseases.
There we go.
Second, you're not just making that choice for your
child. He, like, went to school for, like, a long time, and he, like, totally knows all the names of your kids' body parts, even the ones on the inside. So you should just shut up and take the vaccine for your damn kids. That's the anger that's behind this, that's being directed at this. And this guy, on his bio, says that he's been a voice for Democrat campaigns. He's consulted for a diverse array of campaign organizations, written for dozens of Democrat elected officials and surrogates, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy, Robert Redford, Elizabeth Warren. He also has had work published in The Guardian, Salon, Wonkette, Huffington Post. Doesn't surprise me, because we see those same left-wing rags pushing for mandatory vaccines. The way this is going to look is you're going to have these SWAT teams that break into your home and strap you down, just like you see them doing with DUI people. Forcibly not extracting your blood, but forcibly injecting you with something for which they do not have your consent, nor do they care to have your consent. You know, 40 years ago, and we talked about this yesterday, I'm going to play some of the clips today again because it's just so amazing. 60 Minutes, 40 years ago, when the broadcast companies weren't totally owned by the pharmaceutical companies, they actually went back and did a post-mortem on the swine flu scare of 1976. They had more than 40 million people get vaccinated. And as Mike Wallace talks to the then head of the CDC, David Spencer, he just died a couple of years ago at 86, but he was affiliated with the CDC his entire life. Nothing that he did with this swine flu situation, nothing tarnished his reputation. He actually became the CDC's historian. He worked on the board for a long period of time. What they did was they injected over 40 million people. They had 4,000 people sue the government because of permanent damage that was very seriously that was done to them. Many people died. There was a lot of Guillain-Barré syndrome that came out of this, an autoimmune disease. Mike Wallace interviews a lady who basically was paralyzed so much they had to do a tracheotomy so that she could even breathe. And she would never fully regain the use of her limbs. Her husband was grief-stricken because he pushed her to get the vaccine. And they even talked about how they had celebrity endorsements. Let's play one of those clips there, guys. Let's play the one about the no cases of flu. Let's play that one from the 60 Minutes report. This is 40 years ago. See, 40 years ago, they lied to people in order to get their consent. Today, They lie to people in order to remove the whole idea that there ought to be any medical consent. Let's play that clip.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
None confirmed.
Nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested.
So there you go. They lied to people about the consent form. They said, we've tested this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
hear the train coming. It's rolling around.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We were just talking in the last segment about the swine flu debacle of 1976, and it's really eye-opening to go back and look at this report from 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace getting this guy, grilling him. You see the guy sweating on the camera. Classic 60-minute stuff, saying, you knew that this vaccine that you were giving people was different than the one that you had them, that you said was tested on the consent form, yet you did it. You knew there were problems with it, yet you still did it. He says, no, we didn't know that. And he's got another guy who was a whistleblower in the CDC saying, yes, we did. And then Mike Wallace produces the document. We see the same pattern happening over and over again, except this time what's changed is there's nobody in the mainstream media to point out that the CDC is doing something wrong, like Mike Wallace did. Today, we have nothing but a unified voice saying, force people to get the vaccine because the vaccine isn't effective. And no matter how many people who have been vaccinated twice get the disease, they stick to this 99% figure, which is really a lie. It does not convey 99% immunity. If you look at a an outbreak that happened last year in California, 18% of the people that came down with measles had been vaccinated. In this most recent outbreak at Disneyland, 18% came out 2 years ago, 14% in this most recent one. But we had an outbreak in 2011 in New York where patient zero was a twice vaccinated individual. Everybody that got it from her, the other four patients, were all vaccinated individuals. Two of the four who got it from her had records that they had been twice vaccinated. Yet we see these calls. We've got calls in California to just get rid of the personal belief exemption. That's what they call consent. We're going to give you an exemption if you just don't agree with us. No, we're going to take that away. We're not going to let you have consent. Just going to remove that. Now, I got a Wall Street Journal article today saying that doctors are working to ease vaccine fears, and they're going to have discussions that are going to be presumptive. For example, they say, well, you know, if you come in and you talk to the patient and you start off with something like, well, what do you do about shots? Well, typically they might back off and not take these shots. But you come in and talk to them and say, well, we have to do some shots. They say in those cases, only 26% of the parents resisted vaccines. But, of course, if that doesn't work, they'll give you the celebrity endorsements like they lied about during the swine flu vaccine. And if that doesn't work, they'll just come in and strap you to a gurney like they're doing DUI patients across the country, not only here in Austin, but in Georgia and elsewhere. Just strap you down and draw blood because they don't care about the consent. They don't care about your individual rights, and they don't care about the law or the Constitution. People need to understand, first and foremost, if you're just going to talk about the science of it, they need to understand that there is no herd immunity if you don't have any individual immunity. And if you're going to destroy the rights of individuals, the herd is made up of individuals. So it's not for the greater good. And we see the same thing is happening yet again with the EPA, not informing people of the risks that the EPA has said exist. Let's play this clip real quickly from the EPA. This is former Lisa Jackson, EPA administrator, going before Congress in a dog and pony show, trying to step up the regulations on fine particulate matter, saying that she's not talking about people getting sick, but about people dying. Here's that
cumulatively, clip. What are the benefits of cleaning up particulate matter? Does that help
Markey,
or hurt
Senator Markey
to battle cancer? To battle the impact that
to battle cancer? See, he's already worked out these answers
with people in our country.
Particulate matter or soot causes premature deaths. It doesn't make you sick. It's directly causal to dying sooner than you should. So the impacts of delaying efforts, cost-effective efforts, I might add, to address particulate matter are more people dying sooner than they should.
How would you compare it to the fight against cancer? Reducing particulate matter.
I was briefed not long ago. If we could reduce particulate matter to healthy levels, it would have the same impact as finding a cure for cancer in our country.
Can you say that sentence one more time?
Yes, sir. If we could reduce particulate matter to levels that are healthy, we would have an identical impact to finding a cure for cancer.
That's a bold-faced lie.
Alan,
a bold-faced lie that she's worked out with Markey. Now, we had this case that first broke in North Carolina. Then we discovered that it was being done to children in California. Now they've come back to North Carolina, and they're trying to single out black teenagers who have asthma. This is what junkscience.com says. The EPA cannot tell the public, as we just heard the EPA say, that airborne particulate matter can cause death within hours, even at normal ambient levels, but then not make the same disclosure to the study subjects who will be tested. This is what they did, at levels up to 70 times greater than what they said would kill you. You cannot get informed consent to do that kind of life-threatening experiments to people. This is Tuskegee all over again. It matters if we have informed consent. Stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to have a special viral report that John Baum put together. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right. It's not about the food. It's about keeping those ants in line. And it's not about the vaccines either. It's about keeping those ants in line. Ron Paul has an article that's up on InfoWars.com talking about how we need market decisions. We need voluntary, informed consent about what we're going to eat, what we're going to put in our bodies with injections, if we're going to put anything into our bodies with injections. And we can see from an article from Natural Society, we can see how this can happen. We've seen the food babe, and she's going to be on the show later in the week with Alex Jones. She had another victory with General Mills this week, getting them to take out a dangerous preservative that they only put in their U.S. cereal. They don't put it in the cereal anywhere else in the world. So she pressured them with that. And that's the market speaking. That's people saying, we don't want this in our food. We saw the same thing happen now with Breyers ice cream. They said they're going to drop milk with Monsanto's RBST growth hormones. They're trying to keep this natural food label, which has really been their trademark. They're trying to keep that going. They said they've always looked for additive-free food. Well, the problem is this RBST is something that is genetically grown. It's an artificial growth hormone that is actually produced by companies like Monsanto. And it's very different from the natural bovine growth hormone, regular BST. This is RBST. They say that RBST that Breyers is no longer going to have in their they're not going to accept milk where that growth hormone has been given to the cows. That growth hormone that is created by Monsanto is actually genetically engineered E. coli bacteria. It has been banned in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Israel, and the European Union. But in America, we've got people like this Jesse Burney who was just saying, you know, just shut up and take this vaccine. These guys know what's better for you. Look, we've been lied to by the CDC. We've been lied to by the EPA because they don't want our consent. They could care less if we're informed. They lie to us about what's in the vaccines, about what's in the food. We see in South Africa, they have had Monsanto was forced to pull advertisements because somebody actually fact-checked them. They've been saying that GMO crops, quote, enable us to produce more food sustainably whilst using fewer resources, providing a healthier environment by saving on pesticides, decreasing greenhouse gas emissions, increasing crop yields substantially. They said, well, where's the proof of any of that? Monsanto said, all right, we'll pull the ad off. This is what they're doing time and time again. It's not about the science. The science is very clear about vaccines. Louis Pasteur had to fight conventional wisdom when he explained germs, when they started talking about active immunity and passive immunity. But it's no longer just about active and passive immunity or vaccines or germs. Once you add these types of things to the vaccines, like they're adding to the food, it becomes something completely different. Speaking of something completely different, before I go to the clip from the special report about the secret covenant, I just want to let you know we're going to have joining us in the third hour, Dr. Dunn from Junk Science. This is the organization that did the FOIA request that found the information about the EPA human experimentation. And, of course, there's another one that has just started up. So we're going to talk to him about the whole idea of informed consent, especially about these specifics in the EPA. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. Right now we're going to play for you a special report that's really gone viral. It's called The Secret Covenant. This is a document, authors unknown. We don't know whether this is valid or not, but it is really thought-provoking. We've seen this type of information when we've seen the globalist agenda essentially go down these lines. So whether or not these guys believe it, whether or not you believe this is happening or not, we're also going to have this report going up on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll find it on InfoWars.com. Let's go to the special report, Secret Covenant.
If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism, we know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism, we know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun, if you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame.
Hey. run against President Bush, he should have run 4 years ago.
The fate of China and the United States have become linked in a way far beyond what any of us could imagine. We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time, so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers.
Weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water. Also, in the air, they will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts. Yet, we will feed them more poison.
There aren't reasons to not get
vaccinated. Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them.
The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead. Conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their health. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will grow depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner. So we will distract them with fornication.
On Tuesday, Oregon State Police got a tip that a young woman had created a 17-minute porn video that ended up on Pornhub.com.
Yeah, it's a buzz around campus.
External pleasures and gains, so they may never be one with the oneness of it all. rights will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective, but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think. They are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity.
Are we terrorists? Are black people terrorists?
Shut up.
When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best.
But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us. They cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one. This they must never know. They must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think that they are not equal. Drop by drop, drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects. But they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything. They will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have. They are not of us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage to higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn the truth, or they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it is too late. Oh, yes. So grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time immemorial. But if they ever find out, they are our equal.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We shall perish then. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never, ever find out what we have done. For if they do, we shall have no place to run. For it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down. And no person shall give us shelter. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. It must never, ever be written or spoken of. For if it is, the consciousness it will spawn will release the fury of the Prime Creator upon us, and we shall be cast to the depths from whence we came, and remain there until the end time of infinity itself.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'll be joined in the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to be talking about, of course, your television spying on you, as well as a breaking story that Paul had up that we didn't get to yesterday about white privilege. So stick with us for that. Now, we were talking before the break. We had the special report about the Secret Covenant. Do you think that that's something that really doesn't apply? Take a look at what happened at the Grammys last night. Let's play this clip last night. I'll try and narrate this for people who are listening on the radio right now. They're just feeling the crowd clapping. Okay, here we go. Satanic horns. Key person being lifted up in some kind of a mock sacrifice. There you go. Yeah, so, you know, all this Satanism stuff, these guys really do believe this. They really do celebrate it. All you have to do is look at the pop culture. Now, we've been talking a lot about consent, the fact that the government doesn't feel like they need to inform us, or they lie to us in order to gain our consent. But right now what they're doing is they're lying to us in order to remove the whole idea that there should even be consent. We're going to be talking in the third hour to Dr. Dunn, who's with JunkScience.com. They've been exposing, through FOIA requests and other research, EPA's human experiments to try to benefit the bureaucracy. And, of course, either they're lying about the dangers of fine particulate matter, or they are violating every ethical law on the books nationally as well as internationally. But it's not just health issues. It's not just what they put in our food where they don't really want our informed consent. No, it's now even extending to things like homeschooling. This came up this weekend on Wired Magazine. Here's the title. Homeschooling only deepens Silicon Valley's rift with the rest of us. See, what they're complaining about, well, it was just a few months ago, they were complaining about the fact that the educated and the affluent in California were opting to not get their kids vaccinated because they had concerns about the preservatives, about the adjuvants, about contaminants that were being placed into these vaccines, because they're not simply vaccines any more than your cereal that is laced with all kinds of chemicals, or your fast food products, your French fries that are laced with silly putty. It's no longer just a potato. People who were educated, people who were affluent, were doing their research. They weren't happy with the answers that they were getting and what they were seeing, so they decided not to do it. And so what they're complaining about is they're saying, hey, this is happening with homeschooling as well. This is the way they describe it. They say the same do-it-yourself mentality idealized by Silicon Valley's startup scene is fueling the tech-minded move to homeschooling. One Silicon Valley parent says, we're going to direct to learning. We don't need to hold to this old paradigm of top-down where someone tells me what to do. And an app designer from Brooklyn, meanwhile, he said, reaches straight for Silicon Valley's origin story. He says, the only possible conclusion is, hey, I could do this better myself out of my garage. But, of course, the person writing for Wired Magazine is not very happy about this, because from their collectivist mindset, you're leaving the herd. You're leaving the herd behind. Now, the herd could take care of their own kids. They could take an interest in their kids' education. They could do something other than accept the mandated one-size-fits-all system that's being fed to them. But no, they should stay in the herd. And even more importantly, we should stop those people who are trying to do the best for their kids, who are looking at a broken system and are saying, I could do better. I could do better even in my garage. And yet, they continue to send their kids to these prison schools, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute pointed out. Now we have handcuffs, leg shackles, and tasers. That's the new face of punishment in public schools. So you're going to put your kid in that rather than having direct education, because they don't want you to have the options of freedom. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.